True. Alright. Hello again.
Hi.
This is Josh and Madeline.
Hello.
I don't know. What are you going to talk about? Madeline moved yesterday.
It was horrible. Worst moving day ever. And I have moved. This is the third time moving houses in my life. And I've moved apartments at least twice now. So it's like my fifth time.
How do you move so much?
Well, I've moved with my family, with my parents' house. And then I've moved on my own at college.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I've had to deal with both. But, I don't know. Yesterday it was just, it was interesting because people moving us, one guy was experienced, and then the other two were like college kids, like us, just hooligans. And they did, I don't really think they really knew what they were doing. And but they did, they got it done, but it just took longer than expected. And by, I didn't really even get to like start unpacking and like trying to get everything situated till 7 o'clock at night. And then I had to go to bed, and I didn't get to go to bed till like 10 because I couldn't sleep because there's a street light from across.
10 o'clock is late.
What?
It's 10 o'clock. Are you saying 10 o'clock is late?
For how early we have to get up? Yes, it is.
I went to bed at 2 o'clock.
Besides the point, you didn't have a day like I had. Anyways, there's a street light across like the street from my house that shines into my bedroom because I don't have blinds yet. And then, might I add, the people who live across the street from us have, I don't know, how many people living in their house, like 10 or so, and one, because it's so overcrowded in their house, one of the guys in the family has to sleep out in his car because he can't sleep in his house because there's no space. And they keep all their blinds shut, so
it
I think...
It sounds like a fun neighborhood.
Why it sounds like they're hoarders. Did I not tell you that my house was... Previously, it was this house that was gross, and it had all these cars piled in the back.
No, you did not.
And apparently, this, like, meth addict lived there, and, like, really? All this crap went down there.
No,
well, they tore it down and rebuilt, and my house is new, rebuilt.
Okay. Yeah.
But, just, like, all this stuff. But, we have, on the other side of our house, we have the nicest neighbors. We have this, this woman that's, I think she's probably in her late 50s or early 60s. Really nice. She gardens, she has blueberry bushes, strawberries, she's the sweetest thing as can be. On the other side, we have this really shy man that's a retired Boeing guy, and he is very shy. You do not see him that often. My dad frightened him, I think, because my dad's a talker, and this guy's shy as can be, so he probably just was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
So, but other than that, it's going fairly well. It's a really nice house. It gets hot as balls, though.
You don't have AC?
No.
Really?
AC in this state is a waste of money.
Why?
You probably only need it like 1 month out of the year. You're just putting money down the drain getting one.
True. Like it'll, that is true, yeah.
Like heating is a must here, but everything else, no. Like, AC is not. But it just sucks because my house... just gets the sun just beaming in it, so it just, and then we have, our hardwood floors are this very dark brown, almost black, so it's just, it gets hot, and then my room is really, my bedroom's the smaller one, so it just radiates heat. It's just, but I love the house.
It's just, that's the only adjective you can use.
It's just, it's the only word I can think of that's not profane right now.
Yeah.
How hot it is. But the house is gorgeous. I love it. My mom loves it. Happy mom, happy life.
That is very true, actually. Like, I've noticed that a lot recently.
Does your mom wear the pants in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, same here. My dad's whipped. Like, they're in a vice. It's sad. Like, I feel so sad for the poor guy. But you know what? He's a smart man. He learned young. Happy wife, happy life.
Yep.
It really is. Like, is your mom kind of like... if it's not her way, it's just complete hell.
It's not complete hell. It's just, it's like, I don't know. I don't know how to explain it.
You don't want
to
say it. You're scared she's going to hear this, aren't you?
Yeah, probably.
My mom will bite my head off if she hears this, but she won't be able to figure out how to get on the computer and find it.
Yeah.
Love you, Mom.
It's the 5-year anniversary of Michael Jackson's death today. I just found out.
It's kind of sad.
You know how I remember that?
How?
Because, have I told you about my obsession with the band Fish? Do you know Fish?
Yes, I had a high school teacher that was obsessed.
Really? What was his name?
Mike Olson.
Oh.
He's the size of the Empire State Building.
Was he a stoner?
Probably. I also think he was a mild steroid user.
Wait, what did he teach?
Relationships and, like, all these other, like, really ridiculous classes.
That's funny. So he was just a hippie. Anyway. Fish, June 25th, 2010, they played a one-year anniversary show, tribute to Michael Jackson.
White River Amphitheater or The Gorge?
No, it wasn't here.
Oh.
It's just that I stream every show that they play live online.
Wow, you really...
I've seen them 23 times.
Holy...
Yeah.
Crap.
Yeah.
Boop.
I'll tell you about my obsession with Fish next time. Because you'll probably think it's very freaky. It's like borderline weird.
I know. I'm obsessed with Guster.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've
cool.
seen them.
They're a good band. I've seen them a few times, but yeah.
I've seen them in concert two or three times.
Yeah.
With my family. My family all loves them. So my dad's seen them in concert at least 3 or 4 times. My mom has seen them in concert twice or 3 times like me, and then my brother, God bless his soul, has only seen him once in concert, and he was the one that got us all into Guster, but
yeah,
he was never around when we went.
They're a pretty good band.
They're awesome, and have you heard their new album that came out, like, about two years ago?
Yeah, I listened to it a few times.
It's pretty good. It's not as good as their old stuff.
Yeah, like, I got really into, is it Ganging Up on the Sun? Is that an album? Them, or is that me thinking of? I think it is. It has a snake on the cover.
Yeah, that's them.
Yeah. I got into that album for a while.
That one's really good. I don't know. I like this. I think it was Careful was one.
Yeah.
And I really like that one. I don't know. Their drummer is phenomenal. If you've ever watched their drummer a lot. Well, yeah, you have. He's really good. I really like them. Who is another group? Oh my gosh, wait. What's the one band, like, you're most embarrassed that you saw in concert? Because I bet mine's better than yours. Because mine's pretty bad.
I haven't seen that many bad bands in concert.
Like, ones that, like, you went and saw and, like, you just feel like, just, oh, why did I go to that?
I saw, I saw Devo.
Oh, okay, that's bad.
That's pretty bad. But Devo's kind of cool. I don't know.
It's Devo, dude. They say,
the original premise of Devo is cool, but now that they're in their late 50s, and they're still wearing the same costumes.
Okay.
It's just kind of weird.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, they have kids, they're that dad, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I don't know. For me, most embarrassing one, Hilary Duff.
Yeah,
when I was 12 at the Puyallup Fair. I wasn't planning on...
At the Puyallup Fair.
Yes, I wasn't planning on it. My really good friend Jessica at the time, she's gonna kill me for saying this, she was really into Hilary Duff, and we were all going to Puyallup Fair, and her mom surprised us with Hilary Duff tickets, and we all went. I, at the time, really only remember her from Lizzie McGuire,
sure. That
thing. I didn't really know any of her music, but we all went, and it was actually a fun concert to just dance around to, but now, since it's been about 8 years, I'm a little embarrassed that I went to it.
It's a good story.
A smidgen. It was an embarrassing moment. You know what one I'm most proud of is Barney. I saw him in concert.
What?
Amazing. I was a toddler.
There were, like, concerts for Barney?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they did, like, shows.
I came onto this planet at the tail end of the Barney craze.
Oh, yeah. I'm older than you.
Not very much, though.
Yeah, but still, like, that 1 year, though, is the time gap of a lot of things changing, though. Because a lot of stuff that the cutoff of my generation was into, your age group was the beginning of a different one.
Right.
So you, like, watched, like, The Wiggles.
I didn't watch any of that crap. I saw how juvenile it was.
At a young age, you were like, oh, pish posh.
The only one that I actually liked, the only cartoon I liked was Arthur. I used to love Arthur.
Arthur?
I thought it was hilarious just because I felt like it was written... I watched it again recently. It's actually really well written. There are a lot of snarky comments and jokes written for adults underneath there.
I loved this anime show called Sailor Moon and then Dragon Ball Z. Those are like the two things me and my brother like watched that we
Pokemon
loved.
Too. You should watch Pokemon.
I watch Pokemon sometimes. I watch Yugimon. Do you remember that one?
What was it?
Yugimon? Or Yugimon? It was like...
I don't know, but there was that whole... Like, there were like 12 shows with the suffix Mon.
Oh.
There was Digimon, Pokemon...
And then Yugimon, which is like YU and then -GI and then -MON. And it was like this thing where they had these like arm things that like popped up and they had cards. And they like played them and they're like these different creatures. It was like Pokemon. Like it was.
It was another card game turned television.
Yeah.